From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, we will accompany you for the next 60 minutes. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listeners, we begin with news. And stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voanews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo approves the proposal for the construction of the presidential palace in Jayapura. Government builds a system to improve services and protection of Indonesian citizens. And now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo received a number of prominent figures from Papua and West Papua on Tuesday afternoon at the Jakarta State Palace. During the meeting, the figures led by Jayapura City Regional House of Representatives Chairman Abisai Rolo submitted a number of requests to the President. One of the requests mentioned by Abisai Rolo to the President was a request that the President build the presidential palace in Papua. Abisai Rolo said that the Papuan people were ready to give up 10 hectares of land to the President to be used as the presidential palace. Regarding this matter, President Joko Widodo briefly whispered to the Coordinating Minister for Politics and Security, Wiranto, who also attended the meeting. After whispering Wiranto, President Joko Widodo also agreed to a request to build the presidential palace in Jayapura. Regarding the presidential palace, the most difficult one is providing the land. The land has been provided, right? 10 hectares for free? 10 hectares, right? Already available? Oh, it belongs to Abisai Rolo. Today, the factor. The land has been submitted. I whisper first to the ministers so that I would not take a wrong decision. I will talk later. We don't have the money now, so the palace will start to build next year. In addition to requesting to build the presidential palace in Jayapura, there were a number of other requests proposed by leaders of Papua and West Papua when meeting with the president at the state palace. The request is the division of the 5 indigenous territories in Papua and West Papua, the establishment of the National Land Affairs Agency for Papua, the placement of Echelon 1 and 2 officials in the ministries and institutions, as well as the development of the Nusantara Dormitory throughout the region, including security guarantees for Papuan students. In addition, the leaders of Papua and West Papua also requested the revision of the Special Autonomy Law, the issuance of a presidential instruction for the honorary appointment of the Papuan civil apparatus, and the acceleration of the construction of the East Palapa Ring satellite. The Internet can function as a double-edged sword. On the one hand, the Internet has many opportunities, but on the other hand, the Internet also has many challenges. The problem is how humans can take advantage of opportunities and overcome these challenges. It was stated by Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi in her remarks at the Regional Conference on Digital Diplomacy in Jakarta Tuesday. She said the Internet could be used in diplomacy for various purposes. One of them is to spread peace.
Allow me to present four ideas in trying to address those questions. First, to use digital diplomacy to spread the message of peace. New internet technology and media tools should be utilized in countering the growing threat of violent extremism and hatred on the net. This is the area that the international community should further explore, and this is where diplomacy is needed.
In addition to spreading peace, Retno Marsudi also said digital diplomacy via the internet could also be used as a tool for economic cooperation, a tool to protect Indonesian citizens abroad, and as a development tool. The Regional Conference on Digital Diplomacy, RCDD, was attended by around 100 delegates from 16 countries, including Australia, Brunei Darussalam, the Philippines, India, and South Korea. Along with the conference, a digital technology exhibition is also held on the 10 and 11 September. Various challenges continue to be faced by Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in handling various cases involving Indonesian citizens abroad. This was affirmed by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi when opening the coordination meeting on services and protection of Indonesian citizens in Jakarta on Monday. She said that the services and protection of Indonesian citizens must continue to be improved by building better systems. Building a system can support the high mobility of high-risk citizens. Therefore, in my speech, the point that I emphasized was to build a system because with a good system, God willing, it will be easier for us to provide service and protection. Minister Retno Marsudi further emphasized the importance of improving the service and protection system of Indonesian citizens abroad, especially for the Indonesian embassies and the Indonesian consulate generals as government representatives. She also pointed out that to improve protection for Indonesian citizens, her side must also cooperate with other related ministries, state agencies and non-governmental organizations. She believes that if the related parties also have a strong system, solving various problems abroad will be easier to fulfill the needs of Indonesian citizens overseas. This news comes to you over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The 15th ASEAN Senior Official Meeting for Culture and Arts of SOMSA is held in Yogyakarta starting September 9-12, 2019. The annual meeting is attended by senior officials of dialogue partner countries, namely China, South Korea, and Japan. Director General of Culture at the Ministry of Education and Culture, Hilmar Farid, said in Yogyakarta on Monday that in the 15th SOMCHA, there are 5 separated meetings which discuss cooperation plan of culture, in which issue of ASEAN identity will become the main discussion. In the meeting, Indonesian delegation is represented by Director of Cooperation of ASEAN Social Culture at the Foreign Affairs Ministry, Ria Saihu. On the same occasion, Ria Saihu said that the lifting of the narrative on the ASEAN identity is aimed at introducing ASEAN to the community. He hopes all ASEAN members use concept of ASEAN identity so that ASEAN is more familiar with the community and able to feel its benefits. According to Ria Saihu, so far ASEAN has been viewed as the organization which is elitist or limited among certain community. The concept of ASEAN identity is expected to be able to unite ASEAN people as one cultural community, instead of an organization which is established politically.
Sehingga narasi yang diusulkan oleh Indonesia nanti,
so the narration that will be proposed by Indonesia is the one which is hoped to be able to be used in various occasions. It means whether it will become publication, whether it is made in a film, but narration from ASEAN identity, it reminds that ASEAN identity does not only remind ASEAN as association, which is constructed politically. ASEAN was established in 1967 with political background and many others, but there are cultural values of Southeast Asia which must unite in the ASEAN identity that we are, as society, to more unite at first at Southeast Asian people it develops here. Furthermore, Ria said that Indonesia targets the draft on the ASEAN identity will be carried out to higher level and adopted by leaders of ASEAN countries. He also pointed out that the draft, which is proposed by Indonesia, is the result of discussion of civil societies in Indonesia. The narration has been carried out in consultation process with 10 member countries of ASEAN for 2 months. He also targets the narration of the ASEAN identity can be adopted by ASEAN leaders in ASEAN Summit 2020. Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fishery noted that the increasing value of gross domestic product of fishery in the second quarter 2019 is worth 62.24 trillion rupiah compared to the same period in 2018 worth 58.58 trillion rupiah. Minister of Maritime Affairs and Fishery Susi Pujiastuti stated when giving explanation related to performance achievement of the ministry 2019 in Jakarta on Monday, that growth rate of fisheries GDP of Indonesia in the second quarter 2019 reached 6.25%. The figure is higher compared to the same period in 2018, which was only 4.83%. The second quarter contribution of fishery GDP was based on price 2014-2018. The price is revised by ministerial regulation. We hope with the revision of the regulation, its value will increase because the price is still based on the 2014 price. Minister Susi Pujiastuti further stated that the potential of fishery GDP can be increased because this year there are many more. On the same occasion, she also pointed out that many Indonesian fishing vessels through Citra satellite are parking in Papua New Guinea region. Minister Susi has suspected that there are still illegal fish sales on the sea to foreign party. As a result, this is not recorded at her ministry. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati said in Jakarta on Monday that Indonesian government is aware of the recession which is currently occurring in a number of countries in a bid to address the impact to the Indonesian economy. She also pointed out that from fiscal point of view, the government observes global economic weakening which occurs in a number of countries, including the sectors that may bring about negative impact on domestic economy. One of the sectors is the Indonesian export to a number of countries. In addition, the government also pays attention to the pressure on the country that experiences economic decline and the development of its recession. Minister Sri Mulyani added if the government will ensure that state budget is still in good condition amid unstable economic situation. And the last item, head of the Creative Economy Agency, Triawan Munaf, during a dialogue with several Indonesian citizens in Dubai, United Arab Emirates on Sunday, called for all Indonesian diaspora in the United Arab Emirates to participate in the success of Indonesia's participation in the Dubai World Expo 2020. Dubai Expo 2020 will take place for 6 months from October 20 to 2020, to April 21, 2021. The event will be participated in by 190 countries and is predicted to attract 25 million visitors from all over the world. In participating in the Dubai World Expo 2020, Indonesia builds a pavilion which will become the center of Indonesia's promotion. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. President Joko Widodo approves the proposal for the construction of the Presidential Palace in Jayapura. Government builds a system to improve services and protection of Indonesian citizens. And listener, that's the news.
Oh, Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program commentary. The title of today's commentary is Voice of Indonesia Bridges Connectivity of Intercitizen. While listening tomorrow, September 11, 2019, Radio Republik Indonesia, RRI, is going to commemorate its 74th anniversary. The theme it raised this year is for Indonesia to be more tolerant. Certainly not without reason, this theme is carried. President Director of RRI, Rohanuddin, explained that this is an effort to prevent the Indonesian people from splitting, because Indonesia could not and did not have experience of splitting. In the midst of the emergence of many broadcasts via the internet, with 100 broadcast stations throughout Indonesia as well as using the internet, RRI still exists to disseminate information and entertainment through transmission. Thus, the spirit of tolerance is implanted in remote areas. Of course, this spirit of tolerance is also spread by Voice of Indonesia, VOI, as RRI's international broadcast radio. Through broadcast content delivered in Indonesian, English, Chinese, Arabic, Japanese, German, French, Spanish, and Dutch, it is hoped that the world community will better understand the spirit of tolerance in Indonesia. Furthermore, Voice of Indonesia also plays a major role in strengthening people-to-people connectivity. At the very least, this has been recognized by Seychelles Ambassador to Indonesia, Nico Barito, in the program of Diplomatic Forum with the theme The Future of Radio, held by Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday. Ambassador Nico Barito explained that Voice of Indonesia can play a key role to bridging people-to-people connectivity. Let's bridge this connection of Indonesia and Africa through Radio Next networks. He also invites to bridge the connectivity of Indonesia and Africa through radio. The same recognition was also expressed by Pakistan Ambassador to Indonesia, Abdul Salik Khan. He stated that through RRI, millions of people in Indonesia and Pakistan are linked together. Voice of Indonesia can certainly play a greater role. Voice of Indonesia not only disseminates accurate information about Indonesia, but also carries out its function in diplomacy. The development of broadcast technology will support Voice of Indonesia to disseminate information from Indonesia to its listeners throughout the world, as well as strengthen relations between the people of Indonesia and the world community. Listener, thank you for your faithful listening to Voice of Indonesia, VOI. Listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
I'll begin today in history with September 10, 1912. Sarekat Dagang Islamia, under the leadership of Cokro Aminoto, changed its name to Sarekat Islam. The Sarekat Dagang Islam, or SDI, organization was originally an association of Javanese Islamic traders. This organization was initiated by Haji Saman Hudi in Surakarta on October 16, 1905, and became one of early Indonesian organizations in the Dutch colonial time. It was founded with the initial aim of bringing together indigenous Muslim traders, especially batik traders, in order to be able to compete with major Chinese traders. In 1912, the name SDI was changed to Sarekat Islam under the leadership of Haji Umar Said Cokro Aminoto. This is done so that the organization is not only engaged in economics, but also in other fields, such as politics. It is often said that the organization was the pioneer of Indonesian independence movement later on. Let's move on to September 10, 1945. The Maritime People's Security Agency, as the forerunner to the Navy, was established. The People's Security Agency, BKR, is a body formed to carry out a security maintenance task together with the people and state services. BKR was formed by the Indonesian Independence Preparatory Committee. Indonesian veteran sailors who used to serve in Koninklijke Marine or Dutch Marine and Kaigun Japanese Imperial Navy took the initiative to maintain order and security at each port by establishing the Central Sea BKR on 10 September 1945. I'll conclude today in history with September 10, 1974, Guinea-Bissau became independent from Portugal. Guinea-Bissau was once part of the Cabo Kingdom, which was part of the Mali Empire in West Africa. Parts of this kingdom lasted until the 18th century. Later, Guinea-Bissau became parts of the Portuguese colony in the 19th century. Declaring its independence on September 24, 1973, and then recognized internationally on September 10, 1974, Bissau was designated as the name of its capital to avoid confusion with neighboring Guinea, known as Guinea-Conakry. That was Today in History. Our air radio service was over Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hi, listener of Radio Republic Indonesia, wherever you are. I am Jean-Charles Bertonnet, ambassador of France to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 74th anniversary of Radio Republic Indonesia. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Yakini cinta takkan berakhir, namun takdir menuliskan kita harus berakhir. Segenap hatiku luluh lantak mengiringi dukaku yang kehilangan dirimu. Sungguh ku tak mampu untuk meredam kepedihan.
That was the first song entitled Lulu, sung by Samsons. You still tune the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and websites www.voinews.id. Today, citizen, we will give you information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again. Our next program is My Indonesia. The title of today's My Indonesia is Indonesia and India Boost Economic and Maritime Cooperation. Indonesia and India continue to boost bilateral cooperation. Boosting the cooperation was marked by the visit of Indian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Dr. Subrahmanyan Jaishankar, to Indonesia. He met Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi at Pancasila Building at the Minister of Foreign Affairs in Jakarta on Friday. Indonesia is the first country to be visited by Minister Subrahmanyan to the Southeast Asian region since he was inaugurated in May 2019. As quoted from the website kemlu.co.id, Minister Retno Marsudi said that Indonesia and India had been long-time friends and strategic partners in the region and global. Both ministers discussed various efforts to improve bilateral relations, especially in the economic and maritime fields. In the economic field, both of them agreed to enhance joint efforts in a bid to achieve bilateral trade targets worth $50 billion by 2025. Minister Retno Marsudi pointed out that her side also discussed specifically market access for palm oil products and their derivatives and stainless steel in Indonesia. In addition, both of them discussed efforts to accelerate the negotiation process of Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, RCEP, that would encourage trade negotiation in the region and epochs to counter the current protectionist approach. Mr. Retno hopes that the DRCEP negotiation can be completed in 2019. At the meeting, both ministers discussed the maritime cooperation between the two countries. They agreed to hold a joint task force meeting between Indonesia and India to follow the development of connectivity and cooperation between Aceh and Andaman Nicobar. In fact, the two countries are also committed to accelerating the completion of maritime boundaries in the exclusive economic zones of the two countries. In the field of defense and security cooperation, Indonesia and India agreed to keep exploring the collaboration of two countries through joint production between defense industry, as has been done by PT Pindad and Tata Motors before. They also hope that the second Indonesian-Indian security dialogue could be held soon to discuss various aspects of security cooperation between the two countries. Besides, Minister Retno Marsudi also said that as the two major countries in the region, the countries have similar positions on regional and international issues. One of them is the Indo-Pacific. On the occasion, Minister Retno expressed her appreciation for Indian support for the ASEAN outlook on Indo-Pacific and India's consistency in supporting Indonesian territorial integrity. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Hi, listener of Radio Republic Indonesia, whenever you are. I'm Vladimir Pakhil, ambassador of Ukraine to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 74th anniversary of Radio Republic Indonesia. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
Aku tunjukkan.
That was the second song entitled Untuk Mencintaimu, sung by Seventeen. You still tune to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Hello, listener. In today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I introduce Cerocot Culinary to you from West Nusa Tenggara. The 6th Asia-Pacific Geopark Network was held in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, starting from August 31 to September 6, 2019. The event was attended by UNESCO delegations from 30 countries. Their arrival became momentum for West Nusa Tenggara provincial government to introduce potentials of natural tourism, arts, cultures, as well as traditional culinary. On the sidelines of the 6th Asia-Pacific Geopark Networks, the local government of West Nusa Tenggara conducted 500 meters long Lombok Sumbawa Cultural Carnival. The carnival, which took place in front of Islamic Center until the mayor office of Mataram City, presented 10 art teams from Regency's cities in West Nusa Tenggara. Each team presented creativities and various cultures. During the event, there were served various typical culinaries of West Nusa Tenggara, such as cerocot, for the visitors. Cerocot is one of the traditional cakes of Sasak tribe in Lombok Island. This food has a unique shape, such as drill bit, wrapped by coconut leaf. This food, which is made from rice flour, palm sugar, and coconut milk, has sweet flavor. The cerocot has cone shape, which is cooked by being steamed. The uniqueness of this cake is how to eat it. To eat cerocot, it's better to not open the leaf which wrapping it, because its sticky texture will stick on the hand. The way to eat cerocot is by holding the bottom of its cone and then push gradually. When pushing it, the cerocot will come out. If you visit Lombok and interested to enjoy cerocot, you can find this traditional food at traditional markets. The price is affordable, only 2,500 to 5,000 rupiah per piece. This typical food does not use preservatives. Therefore, we suggest you not to bring the cerocot as a souvenir, because it only lasts for one day. Listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening.
yang tak bisa lepas. Percayalah, hanya kau yang mampu mencuri hatiku. Aku pun tak mengerti. Satu yang tak bisa lepas, bawalah kembali jiwa yang luka dan perasaan yang lemah ini menyentuh sendiriku. Tataplah diriku di sini, masih seperti yang dulu. Kutemui kau pun kembali untuk bersama.
I've just listened to the third song entitled Satu Yang Tak Bisa Lepas, sung by Reza. For the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia or Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. The Mari Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Overseas Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency of the Ministry of Education and Culture of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Semoga Makin Sukses, or in English, literally, may you be more successful, or I wish you much success. Next, I will give you an example of a conversation titled Semoga Makin Sukses, or in English, I wish you much success. At Joko's house, Tony is having a birthday. Dinda, Joko, and Enda gave a surprise and then congratulated Tony, wished him a happy birthday, and expressed his hope and prayer.
Selamat ulang tahun, Tony. Semoga kamu makin sukses.
Terima kasih, Joko. Aduh, saya makin tua.
Tidak, kamu masih muda, Tony.
After listening to this conversation, I will introduce phrases and vocabulary related to today's theme, which is Semoga Makin Sukses. Semoga Makin Sukses, which means I wish you more success. I will say the words twice and you can repeat after me. Makin. Makin, which means more or increasingly. Semakin. Semakin, which means more or increasingly. Sukses. Sukses, which means success. Bijaksana. Bijaksana, which means wise. Dewasa. Dewasa, which means mature. Tua. Tua, which means old. Selamat ulang tahun. Selamat ulang tahun, which means happy birthday. Semoga kamu makin sukses. Semoga kamu makin sukses, which means we wish you much success. Aduh, saya makin tua. Aduh, saya makin tua, which means ouch, I'm getting older. Kamu masih muda. Kamu masih muda, which means you're still young. In the dialogue, you heard Joko said, Semoga makin sukses. Semoga makin sukses, which means I wish you more success. Joko saw that Tony was successful and he hoped that Tony would be more successful. Therefore, he uses the word makin. Makin, which means more. Semoga kamu makin sukses. Semoga kamu makin sukses, which means I wish you more success. The word makin, which means more, is used to declare something that is increasing. The following are examples for the use of the word makin. Makin, which means more or increasingly. Semoga kamu makin sukses. Semoga kamu makin sukses, which means we wish you more success. Saya berharap kamu makin bijaksana. Saya berharap kamu makin bijaksana, which means I hope you will be wiser. Aku makin tua. Aku makin tua, which means I'm getting older. dia makin dewasa. Dia makin dewasa, which means he is more mature. In everyday conversation, you might hear someone say, saya semakin tua. Saya semakin tua, which means I'm getting older. The word more and more, semakin, which means more and more or increasingly has the same meaning. However, the word semakin is only used in conversation. The following are a few examples. Semoga kamu semakin sukses. Semoga kamu semakin sukses, which means we wish you much success. Saya berharap kamu semakin bijaksana. Saya berharap kamu semakin bijaksana, which means I hope you get wiser. Aku semakin tua. Aku semakin tua, which means I'm getting older. Dia semakin dewasa. Dia semakin dewasa, which means he is more mature. Before ending, let's speak in Bahasa Indonesia today. For more details, let's listen to an example of the conversation once more.
Selamat ulang tahun, Tony. Semoga kamu makin sukses.
Terima kasih, Joko. Aduh, saya makin tua.
Tidak, kamu masih muda, Tony.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia. Hopefully it can be useful for those of you who want to learn more about Indonesia. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different kinds of topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
That was Cintailah Aku Sepenuh Hati by Ari Lasso. You still tune the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Next, we inform you about Indonesian music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today, we present a Malayan song to you entitled Zapin Anak Negeri, sung by Soehardi. The song Zapin Anak Negeri contains of rhymes with the lyrics sung repeatedly. The song tells about Malayan kingdom with its brave heroes. Through the lyrics, the song invites people to love and devote their country. The song is accompanied by Malayan music instruments, which consist of accordion, guitar, violin, and gambus. Here is the song, Zapin Anak Negeri, sung by Soehardi. Enjoy the song.
Listeners, thank you for listening our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency 3325 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fanpage, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia, Twitter, @VOIIndonesia, and also send your email to voi@voinews.id.